Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Job.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Job.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to the third and final hour. Boy, it time moves fast when we're having fun, doesn't it? To all the listeners of Joe Messina's show, I am Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina tonight. I will be back again next Wednesday night as well. And, you know, there's just so much that's going on right now with politics, with our culture, with the economy. Everything is just moving so quickly that if you put your head down and don't pay attention for a little bit and you stick back up, you just sometimes don't even recognize the place that we are now living in. Scott McKay talked about the future being bright. We're maybe going through some storm clouds, maybe a force 5 hurricane over the next few years. I don't disagree with that at all. I think we're in a position right now whereby we are looking at a significant challenge for the economy that's going to be coming up. We're in it now, by the way. Just in case anybody didn't see this article that the media just ignored, the Federal Reserve just revised their expectations for the second quarter down to 2.6 negative GDP. That's after 1.6 negative GDP in the first quarter. That technically is a recession, folks. Two back-to-back quarters of negative GDP growth is the clinical definition of a recession. So while we may be in it right now, before they start massaging the numbers over there at the Federal Reserve, I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But here's the thing. I think, you know, the economy, it will ebb and it will flow. And there's going to be recessions and there's going to be depressions and there's going to be boom times. This is the state of natural cycle of the economy. And if the Federal Reserve and the government can stay out of the natural cycle of the economy, which they haven't done for 14 years, folks, 14 years, they have been inflating this economy with quantitative easing. With stimulus, the Federal Reserve balance sheet is in tens of trillions of dollars that they have printed to buy securities from the big institutional banks like Goldman Sachs. And what they have done is impacted those banks to keep them afloat with the idea that they can take that money and lend it out into the economy. Because after 2008, banks were scared to death. And for many people like Jamie Dimon, they're looking in the rearview mirror right now. 2008 is not that long ago. When you're 60, 70 years old, 14 years is not that long. And they know that what has been happening with Ben Bernanke and then Janet Yellen and now Jerome Powell, all Fed chairmen, Fed chair people, chair thems, I don't know. They've been stimulating and stoking this economy with fake money. They've been printing it. And with the last big push that the Obama administration and the Democrats, with their American Rescue Package that they implemented as soon as Joe Biden took the White House, is they pushed us over the edge. And now we are seeing the results. It wasn't Ukraine and Putin's adventures in Ukraine. Yeah, that certainly didn't help. But the price of inflation, the price of gas and food, inflation was already starting right after the American Rescue Package was implemented, where they printed untold trillions of dollars and sent them out to give people $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 or whatever it was, and super inflated this economy artificially. So they need to just get out of all of this. And if they can get out of this by stopping, they're doing quantitative and restraining right now, they're pulling back from spending $90 billion a month. Did you know that's what the Federal Reserve was printing and spending and investing into the banks? Every single month, $90 billion of money that nobody has. They just printed it out. And what they did was that they had created this artificial bubble, superficial, artificial, fake, our vice president's laugh. Right? It's like it doesn't exist. It's out of thin air, and now we're seeing the repercussions. Now we're seeing the repercussions. It's truly a scary time. And if you are somebody that is in the middle class, lower middle class, this recession is going to impact you so much more severely, than it's going to impact the elites. It's going to be an inconvenience for the people that are earning good money. I don't want to spend an extra $2 a gallon for gas. I don't want to spend an extra 30-40% when I go to the supermarket. It's a pain, but I've still got my 401k, and I've still got my savings, and I've got my bonds, and I've got my $1 million in equity in my home. It's not going to change their lives. Whose lives it's going to change are the people that it is impacting the most, and that is the working class. That's what we're dealing with. And I want to talk about this more, who it's impacting the most, and how that's going to lead up to our election in 2022. Right after the break, Dave Sussman here in the third and final hour at joemessina.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back to RealSide, JoeMessina.com. If you want to participate, you got something to say, you want to check, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Has anybody heard about, I'm sure you have if you've been watching the news, you've been hearing about this horrific rape of a 10-year-old girl in the state of Ohio. If you watch the news, you've heard about it because Joe Biden referred to it, and he went into the details of the story, and here he is right here. I'm just going to play this for you to listen to.
Just last week, it was reported that a 10-year-old girl was a rape victim in Ohio. 10 years old. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life. That's last part is my judgment. 10 years old. 10 years old. Raped, 6 weeks pregnant, already traumatized, was forced to travel to another state. Imagine being that little girl. Just, I'm serious, just imagine being that little girl. 10 years old.
Obviously horrifying. Horrifying. On so many levels. But the problem is, like so many things this White House does, is it doesn't vet a story before they stick it into the teleprompter for Brandon to read. They don't understand the story, they don't have the complete story, or they just come right out and make an absolute lie about the story. And here's the thing. This is an obvious reaction to the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And they want to use any story like this to shock people into the idea that this little girl had to leave her state to go to the state of Indiana for an abortion at 6 weeks because she was raped at 10 years old. That much may be true. What isn't true is that she lived in Ohio, apparently, which is a state where she could have got her abortion done there. Why did she have to move to another state? Even the Washington Post's Glenn Kessler conceded on July the 9th that despite contacting every child services agency in Ohio's largest cities, there was no reports. Ohio's attorney general also said that he hadn't heard anything about a 10-year-old rape victim, but said that the Ohio law explicitly allows exceptions for medical emergencies, even extending beyond the life of the mother, meaning that the child had no reason to leave Ohio. Okay, so what are we looking at here? Well, the news just was released that 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes had been arrested for the child's rape. So it happened. It was true. The media reported that an Ohio man was arrested on July the 12th. The child was impregnated on May the 10th, 2022, 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant when Dobbs came down. Her mother allegedly reported the rape on June the 22nd, and by June the 24th, her status, 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant, was known, justifying a rush across the border to Indiana. Apparently, that's the way they made it sound. And the child apparently identified Fuentes by June the 22nd, and he was arrested only after the story became embarrassing. Apparently, Fuentes is an illegal alien, and we are not hearing anything about Fuentes as an illegal alien in any of the mainstream media in relation to this particular story. Every illegal alien is an outlaw. The thing about outlaws is that once you start down that road, why stop? You've already abandoned societal norms, and if you're from some remote region in Mexico, Guatemala, or Africa, your norms may be very well different, especially when it comes to a man's right to have sexual congress with any girl, boy, animal, whatever catches his eye. Who are we to say that your cultural norms are wrong? There is a news blackout on this particular case, on this story, relating to the fact that this Fuentes was an illegal, undocumented alien who came into this country in the Obama administration. Why has it gone quiet? Well, I mean, what are we looking at here, folks? This is more about our media and selective outrage and picking and choosing narratives to share with their audience to enrage their followers Most people that watch mainstream news are left of center. That's documented. And it goes back to what we were just saying before the break. The biggest push that we are about to see in this election is don't look at the economy. Don't look at the border. Don't look at the geopolitics of the Middle East and Afghanistan. Don't look at our energy. Don't look at the state of education and blue cities and crime. Don't look at any of that, folks, because what matters most right now is a woman's right to abort a baby up until the ninth month. And we're going to find every story that will stoke the embers of anger and resentment and fear to generate enough feet to get up off their couch in an otherwise low voter turnout midterm election where Democrats are absolutely mortified at this presidency. They're mortified at the vice president potentially being a stone's throw, not even a hair lick away from being in power. And they're deflated. There's no energy on the left. And so the far left right now only has one thing, and that is abortion. That's it. That's the only thing that they believe that they're going to get people off the couch. So one of the things that's really concerning to me, and I'm just going to say this on the air live, is what are the chances that the Democrats take a look at this upcoming election? Are they going to meddle with the election? Because abortion isn't going to do it for them, folks. I'm going to talk more about this after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. JoeMessina.com. Check us out online or give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE to participate in the discussion. I'll be right back after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrat spending policies for soaring inflation.
The $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package passed last year in March without a single Republican vote.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, citing the massive stimulus bill that President Biden signed. He said the Democratic-led Senate, House, and White House are continuing down the wrong path. McConnell adding, it's one of the reasons why the president's public approval ratings are in the dumps. Former President Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, is dead at the age of 73. The former president making the announcement on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump adding, her pride and joy were her three beautiful children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? That quote never gets old. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina at joemessina.com. And you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. It's 855-REAL-JOE. If you want to talk about Roe v. Wade, you want to talk about the economy, or you want to talk about anything else. But I'm going to say this to you right now, that there's a genuine concern that I'm hearing in quiet conversations with people who are in the know. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to point any individuals out. But I've had some discussions over the past couple of weeks that the level of consternation and hand-wringing and pearl-clutching that is happening on the left right now in relation to several things. It's a cluster of things. It's concern over Joe Biden, whether his copus mentis. It's concern over the economy, as Carville once said. Who was he? I think he was with Clinton, right? And he was the one that came up with the tagline for the election in 1992 when we were in a relatively soft recession, 1991, 1992. And he said the tagline was, it's the economy, stupid. That's what the election of Bill Clinton was about. And George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, would have won re-election if it wasn't for Ross Perot. I think that's documented and not arguable. But it was about that recession. And Bill Clinton ended up in the White House because of it. And we're still dealing with Hillary. You know, almost 30 years. It is now 30 years later. But the consternation and the hand-wringing is also about the fact that they are losing their demographics. The left are losing the Hispanic vote. I mean, it is cratered. You know, the idea was we're supposed to be letting all these people in. No strings, you know, they don't have to show up for their courts, and we're going to give them free education and free health care and free housing and free EBT cards, and they're going to vote for the Democrats. That was the idea. That was the goal, right? Apparently, Hispanics, don't like to be referred to as Latinx and referred to as tacos, Joe Biden, have done a complete 180 on this president. And in 2018, a majority of Latinos voted for the Democrat Party. That turned in 2020. And now the polls are, for 2022, it's going to be an absolute bloodbath for the Democrats in relation to the Hispanic vote. And Democrats are freaking out. Why do you think we're now starting to hear about a new subvariant of coronavirus? Why do you think they're now starting to talk about masks again in cities like Los Angeles? Why do you think they are now prepping us for another fall and winter of many cases of people getting sick? Why? Same reason they did it in 2020, folks. They don't want you to go to the polls and vote because they got enough margins in five states, 40,000 votes combined across five states. Forget the popular vote. 81 million votes. Forget that. Folks, we all know this. Presidential elections are electoral elections. They are state-by-state elections. So you can run up the numbers in New York. You can run up the numbers in California. You can run up the numbers in Illinois. Does it make a blind bit of difference if there's 40,000, 400,000, 4 million, or 40 million difference in the popular vote? It comes down to the Electoral College. And in five states, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, there was a combined win for the Biden campaign of 40,000 votes. So why do you think they are now starting to talk about coronavirus once again? I thought everybody had their vaccines. I thought everybody that was getting sick with it bounced back within a week or two. Isn't that what we're hearing? Almost everybody in Washington, D.C. has gotten this thing. And you can go to the airport, you can sit in a tube, and you can face each other and sit next to each other. Right? Jim Brewer has a great comedy bit on YouTube. It's free. I highly recommend that you watch it. Jim Brewer's Laters. He talks about he talks about the media. He talks about the governors, you know, and he says, you know, the worst place is being in a tube. You're on an airplane and they're going to yell and scream at you and say, if you keep your mask below your nose, you may never be able to fly again. Oh, by the way, it's snack time. Now you can take your masks off. I was in hysterics. But what we're looking at right now is there are Democrats that are looking for any advantage that they can get to try to keep the losses to a minimum. They want to try to keep the House desperately, desperately try to keep the Senate. And the discussions that are happening right now is I'm hearing that Congress may pass an amnesty bill turning all the millions of illegal aliens residing in the country into U.S. citizens, allowing them to vote. Now, I don't know how that's going to work with the polling showing Hispanics aren't exactly fans of this president or the Democrats. Biden could also use an EO, an executive order, to do the same thing. Probably unlikely constitutional, but that won't see the Supreme Court until next year. Another possibility that's being discussed is something similar to the For the People Act. You may remember that. That was passed by the House of Representatives last year. It stalled out in the Senate. It would give the federal government control of the election process in all 50 states. It will federalize elections, folks. And it will likely result in the expanded use of mail-in ballots, the expanded use of drop boxes, the expanded use of ballot harvesting, which were major problems in the 2020 election. major problems in the 2020 election. Again, we're talking about a sliver of votes here, folks. 40,000 votes across five states combined gave this election. It tilted it to Joe Biden. Was there a massive systemic fraud across the entire country? I don't believe that. Most conservatives don't believe that. But when we take a look at particular congressional districts of particular states, that's all they needed was 40,000 votes. Another option, it's actually in progress, is using federal resources, money, and employees to register voters friendly to the Democrats to spur the turnout. This was an executive order issued last March, or March of 2021, actually, which encourages federal agencies to work with third-party organizations on voter outreach, registration, participation activities, and it also gives federal workers time off to vote. How many federal workers do you know that are conservatives? Now, some of these activities may be in violations of the Hatch Act, but it doesn't make a difference to the Democrats. They are working right now in trying to ensure that we do not have a free and fair election. This is what they wanted. This is what Congress, this is what Nancy Pelosi, what the For the People Act, again, I can't say this word more emphatically, they want to federalize elections. Elections are a state-by-state process. Every state has its own rules and regulations. Some states require voter ID. Other states don't. And they want this Congress under Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to control the entire federal election. This is pretty scary stuff, folks. Going to talk a little bit about more about this when we come back here after the break for the last full and final segment, the third hour here of the Joe Messina Show. I'm Dave Sussman. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Wrapping it up here at Real Side Radio, Joe Messina Show. And Joe will be back tomorrow night. Always a pleasure to sit in for Joe. And bad news, some unfortunate news. I first learned, I think, about Donald Trump in the 1980s, like so many people did. He was larger than life. And you always saw him with his ex-wife, Ivana Trump, who was by his side. She passed away today at the age of 73 in New York City. And Donald Trump's statement, he said, "I'm very saddened to inform all those who loved her, of which there were many, that Ivana Trump has passed away at her home in New York City. She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Her pride and joy were her three children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, as we all were so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana." Ivana was quite a story. She was born under communist rule in former Czechoslovakia. She was athletically gifted growing up, as she participated in competitive skiing starting at the age of 6. And she continued skiing through college and reportedly was an alternate for the country's Olympic team in the 1972 Olympics.
She immigrated to Canada in the 1970s where she worked and started modeling. And she met Donald Trump in 1976, and they got married in 1977. They got divorced in 1992. That was, for both of them, their longest marriage. I think Donald Trump right now with Melania is getting close to that. She remarried twice. I think both of those marriages lasted only 1 or 2 years each. So it's somewhat sad. And Donald Trump obviously went on to marry Marla Maples in 93. They divorced in 99. Their child was Tiffany Trump. You may remember Tiffany from the election. And she remarried current wife Melania Trump, and they have one child, Barron Trump. So thoughts and prayers to the Trump family. And obviously, you know, the mother of three children that we saw so much of during President Trump's administration, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. Very, very sad. I wanted to say before the break, as we were discussing, that there's a lot to be looking forward to, as we were talking about earlier. The thing here with Scott, the thing here is this, is that it's really interesting right now because we're talking about, what Scott was talking about was really interesting to me. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm an older Gen Xer, right? I think Generation X is, if you're born between 1965 and 1980, I think is where it is. So, you know, I was born in the 60s, and we may be looking at the first Gen X president in 2024 or 2028. It's an interesting dynamic because the old guard, the boomers, if you will, where you have your Hillarys, you've got your Bidens, your Trumps, they're the old guard. But in 2024, possibly 2028, who are we looking at? Well, if you're looking at Biden right now, and if Biden doesn't make it, he is diminishing daily. You're looking at Kamala Harris. What about Jeff Bezos? Would he run for president? He's trashing Biden left, right, and center. He's, of course, super rich. He can finance the entire campaign. Maybe. I don't know. Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom is walking around the White House. He's taking his jacket off. He's looking like he wants to start measuring the curtains at the White House. Joe Biden wasn't even there. You know, a reporter asked him, what are you doing? He says, I'm in town. I just wanted to come by. And then later somebody's like, why? And they told him, they said, tell her you're here to meet Jill. Oh, yeah, I'm here to meet Jill. You saw what Newsom did, right? I mean, don't tell me that his people aren't preparing him for a campaign. He invited Floridians in a commercial to move from the state of Florida. They've got safe and sunny beaches and low taxes and, you know, a governor that is actually America first without all the emotional baggage of a Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis is phenomenal. I'd love to see him be president. Gavin Newsom has the audacity to tell Floridians to move from this relatively free state that's economically doing well, that's clean, and you know, the schools are great, to move to a high-tax, drug-infested, crime-ridden, abortion-on-demand California. Listen, he wants to be president. And it doesn't, because you're clueless, doesn't mean that you can't be president today, right? I think, listen, I would love to see a matchup between Newsom and DeSantis for president in 2024. I think that would be phenomenal. Now, obviously Trump is running again. No doubt. Does anybody even for a minute doubt that he isn't running? He's raised so much money. He's still doing rallies. The question is, when does he make his announcement? I would hope that he waits until after the midterms. I really do. Donald Trump, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, you listen to Joe Messina every night. Listen, get out of the way. Let the Republicans take back both houses of Congress before you start getting involved. Because your unfavorable ratings are so high that you may just motivate enough Democrats to come out to prevent the House switching back. I'm saying this as a fan of President Trump's policies. Go away for a while. So, listen, barring a serious medical problem, Donald Trump, it's a given. He's running in 2024. But where does that leave DeSantis? I think that there's a couple of things. Number one, he may run. He's got a lot of people that are pushing him to run right now. A lot of money flowing. If you see him go to Iowa in the near-term future, that's a good sign that he's running. He may be setting himself up for maybe 2028. Or, if Trump runs, is there a question of whether or not there is a personality conflict between Trump and DeSantis to the point where Trump will take DeSantis on as his VP? And then, in 2028, DeSantis could be, ostensibly, Trump's third term. These are all things to think about right now. These are all the things that make you go, Because this election, we're in July. We're halfway through July already. Halfway through the year, 2022. Stunningly fast. So the election is going to be here in 10 minutes. Right? That's the way the time feels right now. It's moving so quickly. And assuming that the election goes according to what the pollsters are saying right now, and the House flips back red, the Senate flips back red, depending upon the margins, then the Biden administration, it's Obama 3.0, is a lame duck. It's dead on arrival. Nothing. Well, they couldn't even pass anything with a Democrat majority, right? Manchin right now is already saying that he doesn't want to see any more spending bills come through. So there is nothing that Biden can do to push anything other than tinker around the edges. So then all eyes are going to be on 2024. Is Hillary going to run? Do we want to see Hillary run? If you talk about unfavorable ratings, I think Hillary's unfavorable ratings may even be, if not at par, right around where Trump's are. We're talking about two despised candidates outside of their supporters. Do we want baby boomers running in 2024 and 2028? It's a legitimate question. You know, I'm in my mid-50s now. I'd never thought in a million years, in 1992, that the people that were in the White House then, the Clintons, would be talked about running 30 years later. I mean, this isn't a monarchy. We need fresh meat. I like DeSantis. I feel that his policies of why I supported Trump, I was pleasantly surprised with Trump. I was not a fan of his during the campaign because I didn't think he could win. And I thought it was all a show. But I think his behavior since the election, he should have gone quiet. He should have been diplomatic. He should have acted presidential. And we would have forgiven, you know, the flaws. But he hasn't. He can't get out of his own way. And if he is the nominee, I will support him. I'm not saying I won't support him because of his policies. But I would love to see a DeSantis that brings the same political ideology and the policies that are so necessary for this country to come back to greatness. I would support DeSantis in a heartbeat. With that being said, I will be back next Wednesday. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow. And I thank you for listening and sticking with us for 3 hours tonight. Everybody have a great, great Thursday night. And tomorrow's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Good night, everybody.